Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. And I'll tell you, we've got to get this in. We've got to cram this in, Greg, because this is a time-related topic.
Very important. Cherries.
Cherries. This is the cherry season. If you live anywhere, have access to the Flathead Lake cherry raising combine, now is one of those moments in your year, which is only going to last a couple of weeks.
Yes, you have to do this right away. And we have a terrific recipe for you, too, called cherry clafouti.
How do you spell that, by the way?
Well, cherry is C-H-E-R-R-Y.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So that kind of cherry, you know.
Clafouti is C-L-A-F-O-U-T-I.
C-L-A-F-O-U-T-I. Clafouti.
This is a very old French recipe, and you can really use other fruits. You don't have to use cherries, but cherries are the classic.
No, not at all. You can make pear clafouti, I noticed.
And you can do apricot clafouti, but this is really the cherry season, and this is what you need to be doing now. The thing about cherries and clafouti is a custard.
Yeah.
So it's got eggs, it's got flour, it's got cream, and it's got milk. You make this custardy mixture up, and then you have to add pitted cherries to this.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about fresh pitted cherries is that they will bleed, quote unquote, meaning that the juices will tend to color the custard, and you don't want that to happen. So Cook's Illustrated magazine last year developed a technique for preventing the bleeding of the cherries by actually baking the cherries first in the oven at a high temperature.
Roasting.
They call it roasting. It's actually baking because we don't have an open fire, and you need open fire for roasting. What you do is you have a baking sheet, a rimmed baking sheet that you line with aluminum foil. And then you have and pit your cherries. You could probably do this by hand because it's only 1.5 pounds.
Yeah.
And then you put the cherries cut side up on your baking sheet. And then roast them in the oven at 425 degrees for about 15 minutes. And you did this.
I did it last night, and I did it for 15 minutes. I think 10 minutes would have been better because they began to break down.
So it depends on your oven, and they shouldn't look dehydrated or shriveled or anything like that. But
well, they didn't look dehydrated or shriveled, but unfortunately, the flesh began to break down a little bit, and they were leaking, and it baked up on the lining, not enough to impede getting them off with a fork, just simply forking them off into a bowl, which you then have to mix it up with a little bit of lemon juice and sprinkle it with a couple of teaspoons of flour or something like
and
that.
And a little bit of cinnamon.
And a little bit of cinnamon.
Classically, at least in France, if you're being served cherry clafouti, you don't pit the cherries.
I know. And I thought about that. I thought, this is idiotic. I am never going to eat a baked item that has something that is not pitted because you're just going to break teeth.
Well, but here's the reason. As long as you know that they're not pitted, you're not going to bite hard down on the cherry.
Yes,
you'll bite down on it gently. The pits contain a compound called linalool, L-I-N-A-L-O-O-L, which is a floral compound. And the cinnamon that Cook's Illustrated adds, it's a tiny bit, eighth of a teaspoon of cinnamon.
Yeah, it's eighth of a teaspoon.
Cinnamon also contains linalool.
Yeah.
So they're trying to mimic that floral flavor that you would get from having the cherry actually cook with a pit inside it.
And I think it works to fairly well.
So after the cherries have been roasted and you've mixed them with a little bit of flour and cinnamon, you make your custard, which will be eggs, sugar, vanilla, salt, and then flour, and then cream and milk.
Mm-hmm.
And this will be posted on mtpr.org. So we're not giving you amounts, but you can go there. Do this right away while you can get the fresh cherries in the market. You basically bake the custard in a skillet.
And I baked it in a black iron skillet.
And then you put the cherries on top. You bake it for 18 to 22 minutes until the custard is set, and then you let it cool for a few minutes, and then you sprinkle with a little bit of more sugar on top.
Actually, you have to let it cool for about 25 minutes.
I know, a long time.
Yeah. Of course, the pan is hotter than hell.
Well, of course it is. Now, you didn't use sugar. You used
I did not. I used erythritol.
Erythritol.
And I found that it worked absolutely perfectly. I had what was basically a sugar-free confection, as it were. And it was just delicious. It really was delicious. And I'll tell you what, I baked the whole thing right straight from that recipe.
Yes, you didn't.
I had never made this recipe before, and it came out perfectly. It was just beautiful. I'll tell you, it's a delicious thing to have on hand. We ate it all. Just the two of us, we kept pretending that we weren't, you know, but the next thing you know, it was gone. At any rate, that works like a charm. And yeah, you're going to have to do it right away because you're going to run out of cherries.
Right. You got to get them while they're gettable.
And also, you got to remember to come back next week for
the food guys.